Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time for Mr. Hittner.
Whitner, Hittner, whatever you want to call him.
Former 49ers Pro Bowl safety and current NBC Sports Bay Area analyst Dante Whitner.
Dante Whitner hit everything he saw in opposing colors today.
Now here's Tolbert and Copes on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, every week we talk to Dante Whitner. It is that time. It's also time for me to do this. It's also time for another one.
Yeah.
Of those. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's 4:50, which means it's beer time.
Yes.
And it's also Dante Whitner time. Dante joins us.
What do you mean 4:50? It's 2:50.
It's 2:50, but I figure you guys were at 4:50. I've been to pretend like this is my first beer during the show would be just a flat out lie. So it's number three, and Dante Whitner.
I appreciate that.
Dante Whitner's on the Uma guest line. What's up, Dante? How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're having
well,
a...
Well, he's doing really well,
I'm
Dante.
Doing great,
can't you
Dante.
Tell?
I'm just, yeah.
He's cracking tops.
I just ate a piece of lobster.
Yeah. Little buzz going. You know, nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing wrong with it. Having a good time, man. Now, what's going on with you, Dante? You hanging out? You relaxing? Getting ready for Mexico?
Yeah, I'm relaxing. I just got back from Chicago. I did Northern Illinois, Miami, Ohio last night. So I'm just relaxing right now.
Did Miami, Ohio pulled that one out, right?
Football game. What's that?
Miami, Ohio pulled that one out, didn't they?
Yeah, Miami, Ohio pulled it out. Hard fought game. It was really cold out there. Zero heaters in the booth, but we made it through.
Don't you wish you were doing the Western Michigan, Central Michigan game?
I think I have Eastern Michigan and another Michigan team this Friday coming up. So
ooh,
I don't want to jinx
snow.
Myself.
Yes,
I want to jinx myself, so I'm not going to answer that.
Worst weather game you've ever played in, and being in Buffalo and Ohio State, I'm sure you've played in a few.
Yeah.
What was the worst one?
It was actually in Cleveland, and we were. I was playing with the Buffalo Bills. We were playing the Cleveland Browns. I think it was around 2009, I believe, 10, and we bussed up there. No, we actually flew there, and it was so much snow on the field you couldn't even see the line. So I think the score ended up being like, 3-6 or something like that. And then we had to stay overnight because the buses couldn't make it back. I was from Cleveland, so I was able to go home. But, yeah, we were stuck there. That was the worst weather game I ever played.
Good defensive showing, though.
Yeah, yeah, great defensive storm, but we don't really know if we even scored. I don't even know if we even scored on. You couldn't tell what end zone was.
Now, are those games fun or not so much?
No, they're not fun. You can't feel your toes. You can't feel your fingers. You can't feel anything. So it's really gruesome out there, and it's really like a mentally tough game. The most mentally tough team is going to win. So
yeah,
we lost.
Talking to Dante Whitner.
Yeah, we lost.
On the Uber guest line. I always calls it how it is. That's what makes Dante great. What's the deal, or what's your experience with altitude games? Like playing in Denver, they're playing in Mexico City. This will be sort of unprecedented for an NFL team. What's your experience with it? Can a team really get acclimated to that feeling and the exhaustion they're going to feel and the burning in their lungs from just a week at high altitude practicing?
Yeah, it'll be another mental game. Just like we talked about with playing in the cold, it's the same when you're playing in altitude. I played in Denver a few times, and it's very difficult, especially when you have long drives. So it'll be imperative that the defense gets off the field and not go on long drives, and the offense, you want to keep their defense on the field, and you want to have them out there sucking for wins. So it'll be difficult. I know that they're in Colorado right now trying to get acclimated, but I don't know if that's going to help when game day comes around.
We talked to John Lynch about this, and curious to get your thoughts on it, that the team seems to feed off Debo and Kittle, and they have for a number of years, it seems, and just their physicality, the way they run into guys, run over guys, fight for every last yard. How much of a benefit is that? How much of a boost does a team get out of that when you watch, you know, your teammates just like fighting for every last inch on the football field?
Well, it helps a lot, and it puts energy into every aspect of the game, special teams, offense, and defense. And it's no different from what me and Deshaun Goldston used to do on the defensive side of the ball. We knew that when we had big hits, our other defenders out there were going to feed off of it, and the offense was going to feed off of it. So it's no different. When you watch Deebo Samuel and George Kittle play, there's like, there are objects that can be moved, and there's objects that can't be moved, and there are two of them. And it's not about just, it's about the physicality. It's just the makeup of who they are. And I totally agree with John Lynch when he says that. I was actually just looking at some plays of Deebo this year, and he actually runs through tackles as if the defenders don't exist. And I've never actually seen it like this, but it just shows you the mentality that he brings to the game, and that's why the 49ers have that physical identity.
What adjustments did you see from them? Because it seemed like there was a flip from them at halftime again. This is sort of back-to-back games we've seen that before the bye against the Rams and then afterwards against the Chargers, where there was some stuff that didn't work both offensively and defensively in the first half. And I think the defense was pretty good. That opening drive was great for the Chargers. They got that touchdown. But did you see any noticeable adjustment offensively? I know they went to Elijah Mitchell more. What did you see that was a good change-up for them? Because I think back-to-back games, being able to adjust to coming from behind and scoring in the second half has been big for them.
Well, what I'm seeing from Kyle Shanahan's offense right now is he's evolving. He's evolving to almost of a college system. You don't see any other offenses that go orbit motion, back to the field, back behind, give the quarterback the option to hand the ball off. If he had a mobile quarterback like Trey Lance, he would attack the defense with the run game and still leave options to throw the ball to CMC, Deebo Samuel, or Elijah Mitchell. And if you watch the game last week, this is how he's going to utilize it and affect defenses. Whenever you have a direct run, you really just want to loosen up those interior defenders. So if you have Elijah Mitchell in the backfield and he's running the ball, if you take Deebo Samuel or CMC and you motion them and you put them to the field, you're really pulling the defensive end. You're holding the middle linebacker in his reads and that outside defender, whether it's a nickel or a Sam linebacker. Because all week long, you have to know that these defenders are saying, getting told, CMC and Deebo Samuel are really good after the ball. One guy can't tackle him. We have to gang tackle. So when you bring that orbit motion, you have direct runs. It's loosening up those interior run gaps. And they did that consistently. And then on those swing passes, they faked the ball. They threw it to CMC, the one where he got down into the red zone, and another one when they came out of halftime. Those are the adjustments that they're making. He's putting yards after contact or yards after catch players in space. And that's what they're doing on the college level. And right now, with the lack of ability to tackle in the offseason and preseason, that's all you need to do is get guys like CMC, Deebo Samuel, one-on-one in the open field, and they're going to make guys miss. So I like what they were doing. Not to mention, Jimmy Garoppolo is really developing as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And there's prime examples on third down as to why.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
No, third down, especially third and long, he was fantastic against the Chargers. Do you think we'll see? I think it was 18 carries for Mitchell, 14 for McCaffrey. I could see that flipping, but I think Mitchell's going to get his carries. I don't think we're going to see an 80-20 split. I don't know if we forgot how good Mitchell was last year, but if you did, he reminded us last game against the Chargers. I mean, he gets a lot of really tough yards in there. As good as McCaffrey is, you like him on the field a lot, I still think Mitchell's going to get his touches. How do you see it?
I think that in a perfect world, Kyle Shanahan would like to be balanced. He would like it to be 50-50 with those guys. He would like them to get chunk plays and put them in space and then utilize McCaffrey in the pass game and getting the swing routes and the checkdowns. When you look at the game, Elijah Mitchell took over the third and fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. A lot of those tough yards, a lot of those cutback lanes and finishing on defenders, that was him. And he wore that defense down. On the last drive of the game, when they had to get a first down, Elijah Mitchell carried the ball two of the three times, and he picked up a first down. And they were able to run the clock out and get it down to where they wanted. So I think that in a perfect world, with the way that both of these guys run, because think about it, Elijah Mitchell had, what, almost 1,000 yards last year, missed a bunch of games, and was one of the most physical backs that the 49ers have had in recent years. So I think they want to keep that two-headed monster going at the running back position.
Talking to Dante Whitner on the UMA guest line, of course, a part of NBC Sports Bay Area's 49ers pre- and post-game coverage. Make sure you're watching him all season long, doing a great job, as always. I want to ask you about the Cardinals and them having Colt McCoy out there. It sort of seems like I don't know that the narrative is that he ran the offense better, but it seemed like the Cardinals kind of rallied behind him. We don't know yet what's the status of Kyler Murray and his hamstring for Monday night. But in terms of Colt McCoy, one, I'm wondering, did you ever play against him? I know he's been around for a long time. And two, what kind of threat does he pose relative to Kyler Murray? We know what kind of player he is. He can run around. He can create. Plays can break down, and he can beat you. But in terms of sort of a straight-up quarterback, is that what you're looking at in Colt McCoy?
Yeah, I actually played with Colt McCoy my last year in Washington. He doesn't have the strongest arm, very intelligent, runs the offense to a T, knows all the checks and how to set the protections. He knows the coverages if you show them to him pre-snap. But like all quarterbacks, he can't deal with the rush. He can't escape the pocket. So if you can bring consistent pressure, if you can stop the run, you can get them those easy outs. Like a lot of those play-action passes they gave up last year, missed tackles, screen plays, you can really affect them. But just like all quarterbacks on a week-to-week basis, all offenses, you have to come out there with the right mindset. And it all starts with stopping the run. Then it starts with getting pressure. And some of the adjustments that the defense made last week, well, they coming off a bye week, you're supposed to break tendencies. You're supposed to go back and self-analyze. You're supposed to see what you're doing too often, what offenses are picking up on, you're supposed to switch it. And DeMeco Ryans did a great job, not only in the second half, that's what people remember, it was the entire game. He made the right calls. It was a lack of player execution that gave up the big play. For example, the Hufanga, that's a zone blitz. You're seeing flat player. Your number one thing is you have number two vertical to the goal line. Anything else, you react on. He's sitting on the route like he knows it's coming. They throw the ball behind him, right? That's on the player. That's not on the coach. Another one was Jimmy Ward. When he gave up the big play, Jimmy Ward, you're the outside quarter flat defender. You have first to the flat. Why are you so aggressive? He's not even – his mannerisms aren't even showing you that he's throwing the ball to this guy. Why are you jumping in front? Stay on the outside shoulder. Let the defensive line do what they're supposed to do. And if he throws the ball, you jump in front and pick it off. These are things that are self-inflicted where they're in the right coverages. They're doing the right things. They just don't execute it. So in the second half, he went to break some tendency breakers. They show some cover three like they normally do, hands on the knees, and then at the snap of the ball with impeccable timing, the players at the line of scrimmage blitzing. That totally surprised Herbert, and he did that consistently. And then on third and long, they were putting Fred Warner up there, getting him in the blitz stunts to the same side as Bosa coming free and then chasing Herbert down. They made some adjustments. They went to a lot of man coverage. So that's what they did in the second half, and that's why they were so dominant.
Is there anything you see with the 49ers offense that might be a reason as to why they've struggled in the red zone?
No, there's nothing in particular. Sometimes it's self-inflicted wounds. Sometimes it's guys not picking up the right guys in protection or a wide receiver not coming uncovered, using the same mannerisms and moves like the defensive backs don't study. But one thing I'm seeing is elite quarterback play from Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. Not just the passes that he's completing, it's the balls that in the moment he's grounding and throwing to the ground. Because, you know, we normally see Jimmy throw the ball in there. We're like, why did he throw that? That was almost an interception. There were three opportunities in the game for him to try to force one of those Jimmy Garoppolo passes. And he threw an awkward ball. Everybody's like, why did he throw that? Because he doesn't want to turn the football over. And then I want to tell you another thing about growth. Growth is when a quarterback, you can tell that he's studied and he understands what the defense is doing in certain situations. There was a play late in that game where he completed that big ball to Brandon Ayuk over the middle. If you go back and watch that play, that was a, they looked like they were in zone. It's very difficult for a quarterback to see zone, and then at the snap of the ball, everybody goes zone blitz. It's hard to come up with that information and where to go with the ball. Jimmy knew exactly where to go with the ball. They hit him with surprise zero blitz, which means that six guys are blitzing, five guys are covering. No help for anybody. Everybody's inside leverage. If you watch Jimmy, he's so comfortable in the pocket, he throws the ball to Brandon Ayuk before Brandon Ayuk even breaks or turns his head. And the ball is right there on the money. That shows me growth. And then one more, it was the one that Brandon Ayuk dropped. They're playing like quarters. They have like four guys underneath to take away the short routes. If Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't look to the right side of the formation, moving that outside backer just 2 yards, there's no lane to throw the ball to Brandon Ayuk, which tells me that he understands the coverages. He understands who he's affecting with his eyes and his shoulder and his hand coming off the ball. And he's delivering it with accuracy and efficiency. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. Jimmy Garoppolo is looking like the top-tier quarterbacks with knowing where to go with the ball, who he's affecting, who's free, and getting them the ball.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
So, I mean, it's a lot of praise, and I think he deserves it because you're right. The last couple of games, he's been really, really good. He's been sharp. And as long as they continue to win the turnover battle and he continues to make smart decisions, I think they're going to be in a lot of these games and give themselves the opportunity to come back late, which is something they have not done under Kyle Shanahan. Talking to Dante Whitner on the UMA guest line, I want to ask you about, I don't know if you've seen all this stuff out there, Dante, this week about Trent Williams and the tipping of plays from an offensive lineman. We talked to Greg Cosell the other day about it, and he said, I know that it happens. It's something people have talked about for years, but it's about how quickly can the defense process that information, or is it something consistent that a guy does that allows you to get an advantage on the defensive side of the ball? Is that something you've ever noticed on defense? Did you ever pick up tipped plays? And how does it affect the inner workings of the offensive line versus the defense? Can you make that can you process that quick enough to make it make a change or stop something on any given play?
Yeah, you can process those tips, but guess what? You still have to execute the play. You still have to beat them on a pass rush. You still have to stop the run. You still have to play with leverage. You still have to be physical. So none of that stuff matters. It's just a tip. It just helps you, but it doesn't make the play for you. So when you see that, for example, you can have Christian McCaffrey. He's outside the tackle. He's deeper. He's coming out in a real pass route. Okay, we know that. How do we stop him? Who you going to put on to stop him? Doesn't matter. Okay, we know it's pass. If your pass rush can't get home on a quarterback, who cares? You can't get home. So it really doesn't matter if you're tipping the play or not. The defense still has to relay that to all 11 guys. Then you have to be right, because then you have some guys out there guessing, not reading through their keys, and now you're giving up big plays. So if you think that you have a tip, you better be 100% correct, because when you get to the sideline, the coach is not trying to hear, oh, coach, he had this stance. No. You're supposed to execute the play. That tip doesn't matter. It's a tip, and that's it. So, yeah, you hit tips all week, but that doesn't mean you're going to execute, and that doesn't mean they're going to remain true to that.
It's good insight, Dante. It's always great catching up with you, man. Always always fun talking the inner workings of the 49ers. Are you headed down to Mexico? Are you leaving to go down there?
No, we'll be in San Francisco. I think Carlos is going there, which means that Laura Britt, she'll be back on the show. I know everybody's excited to see her come back and, you know, host this show, so we're going to have a lot of fun. I think the 49ers are going to go down there and dominate. And you have to know that if you're ever going to make a championship run or a deep run into the playoffs, it starts with stacking wins at some point in the season. You never see a team really make it deep in the playoffs if they haven't won 3, 4, 5 games somewhere along the year. So I think this is the time for the 49ers to stack some wins and separate.
It's a good point, man. Be an opportunity to do that here, create a little bit of space between them and that that record of 500, and catch the Seahawks in a week that the Seahawks are on bye after picking up a loss last week in their international game. So, Dante, have a great week, man. Hopefully you get some good weather on Friday for the multi-Michigan game or whatever it is you're calling
this. I'm praying for it, but I'll be bundled up. I'm layered up. They won't catch me like that.
All right, man. Take care of that head, dude. Get a beanie on that head, man. We'll talk to you next week, Dante. See you.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.